Discord. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh,
Recording in
Lord.
progress.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on my soul.
What the fuck is up, bro?
What's up, sis? It's been a while.
It's been like 6 months.
Remember?
No, it's been like a year, probably.
The last episode was in January, so 10,
oh my God, Jesus.
10 months-ish.
We've really let ourselves go.
Yeah. I need to. Yeah.
Well, you wrote a book, so there's that.
Get back in shape, podcast shape.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I wrote a book. That's probably why we haven't recorded. One of the main reasons.
Most of you folks probably already read it, but if not, we will link.
I will link the shit. I'm trying to promote it because I'm trying to eat food, trying to pay bills, just
trying to survive in this hellscape,
trying to scrape by
this hellish, ghoulish world.
I've had some crazy shit going on. I don't want to get into it, but
he won't get into it.
I'm alive. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, it's just another mystery.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. I've been on the ground. I can't even.
Oh my God. Recording our own episodes.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, I got a new job. Just doing life things, doing my laundry.
Yeah, I did that.
Getting groceries. Cleaning, vacuuming, digging holes in the back of the house.
Oh yeah, digging your own grave.
Yeah, just lay down in it for like a nap, and then just that'll get out of the grave and go back inside.
Oh my God. I think because there's that article I saw that was like an op-ed by some fucking idiot that was like ready to work until you die. America needs you, and everyone's like, hilarious. This is a parody, and then they're like, nope, like.
No, it's
actually,
not.
So I think at some point the part of your job requirement will be like, okay, you're getting close, so now you have to dig your own grave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you, it's like you don't even get paid for it.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Come in early so you can dig your own grave, and
they like take a shit in it before you lay down.
Adding insult to injury. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's why I keep like joking that I want to liquidate my 401k. They're like, how are you gonna retire? And I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking retire. Nobody's
gonna
retire.
We're gonna die.
Like, the Armageddon will happen during my lifetime.
Not mine, because I'm gonna die first.
You're gonna die really soon.
I'm pretty fucking old. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, for you folks out there that haven't seen The Man, the Myth, the Legend, Matthew John recently, I have. And every time he takes his hat off and he's bald.
Yeah, I'm bald, folks.
I get a shock to the system.
Gets a shiver. They get a shiver. Yeah. Oh, we got to say if your pronouns, Hannah. Hey, them. We can cut this part out. Fuck.
My pronouns are fuck and boy.
Fuck boy. We got a fuck boy on the line, folks. Yeah.
Hello. Calling in from Fuck Boy Nation.
/boy.
All right.
Fuck.
That was crash and burn.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I wonder if I could test out some of my stand-up material because I haven't done stand-up yet, but I went to a stand-up show with like 7 comedians and my buddy, and I was like, oh God, like, and then the next full day I was only thinking of stand-up shit and I couldn't pay attention to anything. I think ADHD. But
I was just thinking of that stand-up we watched.
Oh, Rory Scovel, right?
Yeah,
so goddamn funny. We're gonna plug Rory Scovel, folks.
Holy
go
shit,
watch it.
Yeah,
Rory Scovel tries stand-up comedy for the first time or something like that is what it's called. You're gonna shit your pants.
You're gonna be throwing up.
And you're gonna be vomiting profusely, and your eyes are gonna be bleeding. So I thought of a 9/11 joke, but I was like, "Oh, this is good. I can use this." And then I was like, "Oh, I should probably write it down." But then I was busy, and I actually don't. I don't remember it. It's really unfortunate. I'm disappointed, but I guess I learned my lesson. Never forget 9/11 jokes. never forget. Yeah. Okay. This one's crashing like into the towers. So Fuck, I don't know if I should keep going with these. I have other material, but that was pretty bad. So
no, I think it was what actually was funny about it is that you think that it's a like bad, awkward joke, but then when you start making fun of the fact that it's a bad joke, then you bring in another surprise joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And the elements of surprise, once again, is my favorite part of comedy.
But you gotta like yeah, exactly. That, and then also like the kind of adjusting based on the response of the crowd and like bringing them in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that was happening a lot at the show.
Oh my God.
And so like if people didn't get it, I'd be like, never forget 9/11 jokes. Never forget anybody. I'd be like, do you guys know what 9/11 was? Do you know the one thing you're not supposed to forget about 9/11 is the fucking slogan, never forget?
Yeah.
And I would just be like berating them and like
beating it.
Yeah, beating a dead horse. Because that's the funny part about Rory Scovel is he's very good at like self-deprecating humor. Well, be like, that'd be funny if this was my entire fucking act.
Yeah, or like you'd be like, you guys be thinking sex about the fact that I like killed myself in the future.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, I wish that guy hadn't killed himself.
Yeah.
But then also he was like, I loved how he was interacting with the audience members and like even like making up reactions. Like he'd say something and then they wouldn't say anything and he'd be like, come on.
Yeah, this guy over here went to go take a shit and he's gonna come back and I'm still gonna be on this fucking joke. I don't know what else.
Fucking
butt fuck y'all ever butt fuck. No.
Yeah.
Let's go watch it. This is no longer a leftist podcast. It's
and it was actually like maybe also the juxtaposition is that we watched Pete Davidson do stand up like right beforehand.
Yeah.
And
he was very mediocre.
It was I know. Like I would describe he's like amusing to like
it was
listen
like
to
deadpan, but not on purpose.
But then it sometimes sometimes he would like laugh at himself and I'd be like, bro.
There were definitely a few funny moments.
Yeah, like, definitely. A that few, I laughed out like, loud.
Unequivocally hilarious moments, but.
Yeah. Overall, yeah, just like looking at his lanky, sunken
looking
in
at
eyes.
Pete Davidson is hilarious on its own.
Yeah.
watching him caper around up there.
Him like sulk and slither around.
Exactly. Being strung out as fuck from
just
nothing. Like that's just how he looks.
Yeah.
But yeah, folks, we're gonna eventually start doing podcasts again. I know y'all have been waiting patiently. Some people have messaged me and been like, you know, I'm really itchy right now. I'm fiending for another episode. I need my fix, bro. Please hook me up, bro.
Well, how about you guys support us on Patreon then?
Yeah, that's just me actually. That's the funny thing.
And by us I mean Matt.
Yeah, I think it's patreon.com/thisamericanleft,
but you know,
I think
something that people don't think enough about is, you know, the life of a sidekick. So, you know, you do a lot for this podcast and for the brand. Yeah. But, you know, being a sidekick is hard sometimes. You got to get all amped up and you got to get, oh, yo, boy, you know. So.
Yeah, but you're like a little squirrel in general. So.
No, I'm just kidding. It takes nothing to bring me to this point.
Yeah. Well, Hannah's my hype man.
I'm the hype man sidekick.
Like if you've heard old like Notorious B.I.G. songs, there's often P. Diddy in the background just being like, yeah, it's all good. Yeah. He's a very chill hype man.
But
Anna's
I'm not
like intense.
I'm really excited.
He's like fucking Matthew Johnson.
Yeah.
I have these three little dogs. Oh, actually, one of the dogs is barking now.
Oh.
I think it heard me barking. I don't know. There's three dogs and like only one of them barks constantly.
Now Megan is like, barking at us.
Oh fuck. Y'all remember Megan from episode whatever it was? Six?
Oh, we both remember.
Yeah, we've done a lot of episodes, folks. We've done
go look them up.
9 episodes or more.
Yeah, that's more than you guys can say for yourself.
Yeah, I did a few solo episodes. Hannah did one solo.
What did you ever do with your life? I wrote a hit play.
I wrote a hit book. What did you ever do, folks?
Yeah, zing.
No, it's not that popular. I need to promote it more because I'm I'm running out of money, folks. I'm driving Uber. But I will have an appearance on at least one, probably two podcasts talking about my book.
Upcoming.
Exciting news.
Are you going to plug it or just wait?
No, I'm going to, it's going to be a surprise.
But watch out for what appears in the ether.
Watch out, folks. When you least expect it, around the corner, a ghoul is going to jump out.
They're going to drop a MP3 of a podcast episode under your head like an animal.
Yeah. A specter is haunting social media.
It'll be a
podcast episode featuring me.
The sounds of Matthew John's voice will be ringing in your head.
And you'll listen to it and I'll just be like, ooh.
Yeah.
I want to suck your blood.
Ew.
That's Dracula or something. That's Count Chocula. I want to pour milk on your cereal.
Something that Matt's been doing a lot that is taking me a while to adjust to is he'll like make a joke and part of the joke will be like going into this different character voice where he's like it seems like the way you would quote something but it's
yeah.
just
and Hannah's I'm like, what,
I'm
is
like
that
oh,
from?
What the fuck is that from and he's like yeah. I was just you know and I'm like oh my god it's so disorienting
I'm have like what some kind of personality disorder whatever it's called.
Yeah, you're becoming, it's what happens to people when they get famous, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, I some people told me I was famous and I was like, no, I don't think that's true, and then they fucking deleted my Instagram page.
So you're actually not famous anymore.
No, I'm just a hobo with a rucksack.
You have on your new,
I sleep
your
under
new...
bridges and scare children. What's up?
doesn't your new Instagram, you have to like make sure people know how many followers your old one had?
Yeah, because it's quite an accomplishment.
It is.
Before the fucking CIA got involved. That's a joke. Ooh-wee. Probably.
I mean,
ooh-wee.
Who knows?
There's some trolls, you know, lounging around waiting for me to post something slightly controversial and then they report me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so like, yeah, we should, you and I, Hannah, we should do an episode about my book.
Because yeah, definitely look out
the holidays.
For that.
Yeah, the holidays are coming up and I'm trying to get paid, son. So like.
Oh, and I guess to go along with that, holidays are coming up. And so if you're around family, conservative family, people who don't understand leftism, it's a great reference guide for just understanding or having some good talking points for like general topics.
Yeah. A lot of specific topics, folks, whether it's, you know, Israel, Palestine, or some of these other countries that are controversial, like China or Cuba, a lot of general analysis of the neoliberal capitalist system in the US, why the Democrats are not your friends. Yeah, a lot of stuff that, you know, Bernie Sanders kind of inspired. I kind of kept going with some of those thoughts. But I come out on the side of revolutionary politics rather than reform. I think reform has failed throughout history, as well as in the U.S.
Oh,
but
I just thought of something.
Let's hear it.
We should do an episode on the Joker.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I just watched it and I was like curious how.
Oh, the movie. I thought you meant just the character in general.
Just completely out of left field.
I thought you meant the card, the Joker, the playing card.
I'm like, why does nobody play that card? No. No, the movie.
Oh, you saw it recently? I can't believe you got. Did you actually get through it? Because that's a pretty intense movie.
Yeah, I close my eyes sometimes.
Yeah, that one part, oof. I was like, please make it stop. Jesus.
And he's like viciously stabbing that man to death.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember it that well. I just remember there's like a fucking crazy murder scene. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, I didn't
watch
it.
Like bash his head in or something too?
I covered up my ears too.
Speaking of bashing heads in, but I'm not going to do a spoiler, but there's some good horror movies right now. Some real good horror movies out
there's
there
right now. There's some bad shows too, like The Watcher.
Oh, yeah. Well,
something you don't want to watch.
There's a movie called Watcher, just Watcher without the, which is an incredible movie. I'm going to plug Watcher. Go watch it.
Don't watch the Watcher.
It's about a stalker, but it's very mysterious and it's like a slow burn, but the ending is incredible. There's Pearl, which is with the prequel to X. So this is with Mia Goth. Mia Goth actually wrote with this movie with Ty West. Highly recommended. And what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you can watch The Watcher, because I think I don't want to ruin it, but I will ruin it by saying that the first half is really good. So I guess that's okay. worth watching.
But just watch half of it and then you're done.
Just watch it from across the street into your neighbors.
Oh my God.
No, but anyways, what I was going to say like 10 minutes ago is that I'm curious about your / more like seasoned leftists who understand like the theory and philosophy more, what your analysis of the movie The Joker would be.
So, oh, okay. I'd have to think about that and rewatch it and stuff.
Yeah. But I was when I watched it, I was like, wait a minute.
I think some people were saying there was anti-capitalist sentiments in it.
Yeah. Based but like, on
kind of his the director is actually like a fucking conservative or something.
No, I was going to say that the solution sort of that came out of it was like anarchy, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's not, I mean, there's, which it's not even anarchism. It's just regular anarchy.
No, like, yeah, exactly. Like
in just, the traditional sense of just like chaos.
Just violence and.
Yeah.
Like kind of a revolution in the sense that like they're trying that's to overthrow the system, but they're also not like implementing anything positive. It's more just like people are killing people and like chaos has ensued.
That's kind of what US foreign policy is in a lot of countries, that they want to destabilize or overthrow the government. They just basically like give weapons to the craziest motherfuckers there.
Yeah.
And they just fucking start burning down buildings and like lynching people. And then it becomes a failed state. And then the US is like, all right, case closed. Mission on to the next country.
Yeah. So it can have like an effect, but not a positive one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like what happened in the, so.
Yeah. That's what happened in like in Libya. Libya is a good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it a little bit on episode one, Obama.
That's right, folks. Check it out, folks.
Probably our best. Our first episode is probably our best, and it's all downhill from there.
No, a couple.
No, I'm just I kidding. Think the more recent ones were good. The Black Panther
party one was good.
Most of our episodes are pretty fucking good. Yeah,
you see.
Wait, truth.
Yeah.
No, the 9/11 one is good, and the fucking pandemic. The 9/11
was the peak of my sidekick era.
Oh yeah, because your mind was blown. Like,
oh my god, holy shit! Wow.
Blowing hearts and minds.
Yeah, since 2020 or what? Yeah, 2020.
2020, yeah, but that's when we started the podcast.
Jeez, Louise, what year?
Because that was fucking. You know, folks. Here's the thing. I was unemployed for a while, and I think that's why we were doing the podcast. I had nothing better to do.
Yeah, and then
so I think we're done.
Everyone's life went tipsy-turvy.
Yeah, and I was writing a lot because I was unemployed. So, you know, thank you to Uncle Sam for the unemployment checks that allowed me to write this.
It just goes to show that the government takes care of its people.
Yeah, the government takes care of people so they can fucking write Marxist propaganda. So the fucking snake eating its tail, I guess.
Right.
I love that response. It's like vaguely interested, but no actually. No, I'm kidding.
I'm like chewing on a dog and I'm like
chewing on a dog.
All right. Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. No, that was pretty good.
That was amazing.
We're throwing people a bone, I guess. Throwing people. Yeah,
I mean, take chew on this bone for a little bit, folks,
like,
and we'll be back.
Like they want a meal, and we're throwing them like an ounce of poor quality beef or something.
Yeah, like fucking dirt, the dirty fucking shreds of bacon that fell on the ground.
With like hair on them and shit.
Yeah,
that's what this episode was. It's not even an episode. It's nothing.
This is what you call.
This is nothing to me.
You guys mean nothing to me.
Should I call it a teaser or
It's an LP teaser. No, it's an teaser EP.
Yeah. EP, yeah. Teaser EP.
Yeah.
I'll figure out a name for it, I guess.
It's enough. It's a medium-sized dog. It's enough.
It's going to be Yeah. I don't know how long this has been. 20 minutes or something probably.
I can't see how much time has passed.
We can just keep fucking shooting the shit for a little. Yeah, I can't either.
Probably 30-ish minutes.
Like speculating. This is going to be incredible material. But I think it's going to be teaser in all caps, you know, because if you see fucking podcast episodes sometimes, it's usually like episode 63. And then the next one is like unlocked episode 61 from earlier, only on Patreon. But guess what? It's fucking unlocked.
Yeah, that really gets people's attention.
I should just call it unlocked. No, unlocked.
Unlock it.
Unlock it. You guys gotta watch Wes Anderson movies if you want to get our fucking.
Yeah, you guys gotta do a lot of research. We should do an episode on just all of the background shit, and then also following the trajectory of me like slowly actually understanding the references that I'm just.
Oh yeah.
Quoting over time.
Yeah, Donnie Darko. Hannah just watched Donnie Darko for the first time, folks.
Fucking time in my life. I should really be. People should really be proud of me.
You need to go to a fucking gulag and fucking watch all these movies.
I know. You need to take some time off work.
Movie
watch.
Yeah. No, you'll be working in the gulag.
And then they do the thing in like Clockwork Orange where they peel his eyes back and force him to watch all those scenes.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been really closing my eyes a lot.
Force you to watch Office Space. I'm just reminding you because you're like, I'll watch it with Megan. 10 years later, nothing.
3 years later, yeah.
Crickets. Yeah. 10 years later, you're like only like 12 right now.
I like start a movie and then I go on YouTube on my phone and just don't watch the movie at all.
No, I'll like start a movie and then start reading about the director.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like 5 minutes in.
I do that with music. Like I was like listening to music and then I was like, ooh, look at this band member who did their own album. And then I start listening to that. And then I go down and like read the bio. And then I go and I'm like, then while reading Wikipedia. And then I just like stop listening to the music and forget about it. But then I did like all this research. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know if you have ADHD maybe, but I definitely do.
I got something.
So I got, the fucking going down the rabbit hole.
Oh yeah.
Where I watch, I get like 10 really minutes into interested. The movie. Yeah, and I see some actor and I'm like, oh my god, I've seen that person before.
Yeah.
And then I have to look at their entire filmography. And then I click on like, oh, this is their top rated movie. And then I'm like, you know, I should watch that movie. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should watch more than fucking 10 minutes of a movie before I start another one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's debilitating.
It's the struggle is real, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do so much fucking Adderall and Ritalin back in the day to even finish a fucking college paper.
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, we should bleep that out.
No, I'm going to talk about cocaine in my stand-up if I ever do it. I want it to be like, because most of the comedians I saw were just talking about like average shit, you know, like, oh, I was walking down the street the other day and then this happened and here's why it was fucking hilarious. But, so I'm going to have like just stuff about like very controversial mundane. Topics.
Oh
yeah. No, opposite. Mine is going to be the opposite. Yeah. It's going to be like 9/11 and cocaine and stuff like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get your name out there and why you're unique.
Yeah.
He talks about the real stuff.
Dude. I'm going to be like, I'm going to brand myself as like the next George Carlin and people will be like this piece of shit. Like he's nothing close to George Carlin.
Yeah. You can't oversell yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just talk about actually masturbating. I'm just kidding. I'll be like, book myself as the next Louis C.K. And he's like, he just does masturbation jokes. Okay, I'm going to cut that part out. The thing about stand-up comedy is like, if people are offended by it, it's like, okay, what are you going to do? Like, leave? Okay. Like,
that's something douche something would
like,
say.
A douche like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, that's the funny thing about
transphobe.
The ironic thing about all these big name stand-up comedians is they're like, oh, I'm gonna get canceled, but they're serious about it. They're not joking.
Yeah.
They're not saying like ironically. They're like, their whole routine now, like Ricky Gervais and Dave Chappelle and people like that, they're just like, you can't say anything anymore. My God, it's like,
yeah,
people are all triggered all the time. And it's, and they're,
but
like,
they like continue to book these huge shows and get make tons of money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
God, the you fucking, get me.
The comedian becomes the joke.
Yeah.
The student becomes the teacher.
The hunter becomes the hunted.
The hunter becomes the prey.
Yeah.
This could go on, folks.
This, I mean, we could go on.
The meal becomes the eater. That was a horrible one.
Yeah, that was like,
the dog becomes the cat. Okay, I don't even know the rules anymore.
Yeah, those things aren't like, if this was a logic
dogs
class,
are opposites of cats, right?
They would be like, none of this is
okay. Oh my God. This is deteriorating quickly. Hopefully it's enough, long enough. It might be long enough for a whole episode, then it'll just be episode 10 nonsense or something.
Yeah, I mean, we've done that before, certainly.
Oh, because you know, in The Simpsons, worst like worst episode ever, like the comic book guy.
No,
he's like,
that's another thing that you think that I know a lot of references from that I don't.
Folks, you need to turn this off and start watching The Simpsons. peak seasons 3 through 12, I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
you know, I guess 3 through 10 to be safe. Don't watch the first season. It's disturbing. Like the animation is so bad that it's like, it's cringe. But seasons 3 through, I would say 10, the peak being maybe 6 through 8. This is so stupid. But yeah, there's the comic book guy, and he doesn't have an actual name in the show. He's just, he owns a comic book store, and he's just like, worst episode ever. I don't remember the context, but yeah, this is our worst episode ever, if it even is an episode. But but the whole point of saying that was, I think I'm going to call it, you know, episode worst 10, episode worst episode ever. Yeah.
Well, you could also call it teaser. Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Yeah. Pew, pew, pew. Fucking lasers coming out.
Yeah.
Teaser for something that might happen in the future.
Yeah.
We might do another podcast episode.
But it's like not actually about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not about anything.
No.
I think just people like the more folks. Chaotic. Because they're just like, write that down.
How most people's brains work.
Yeah. You think I'm an idiot?
What's your fucking note?
That's another reference no one's going to get. The most obscure fucking Zach Galifianakis on Tim and Eric.
Between
like
the
6 brains. Years ago or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 10 years ago. But yeah, a lot of people were just messaging me and being like, oh, I love the back and forth. I love like just the way you guys interact and talk, and it's hilarious. So I think actually this might be our best episode.
I know. I was going to say, like, we usually surprise ourselves. We get off and we're like, oof, got to take a bleach bath now. And then we listen to it and it's like,
yeah, every time.
Pretty funny, like pretty decent.
Yeah, every time we're nervous and we're like, oh, I don't know if this is going to go so well, but whatever.
Oh,
man. Oh, I want my money back. Yeah. No, and then we listen to it and I do some editing. You know, I work my magic, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And free meeting will end in 10 minutes. Holy fuck.
What?
Dude.
Pay for this?
Well, that just means it's getting pretty long. So that means it's pretty much a full episode.
Well then,
you're not doing much. You gotta leave at 2 or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you don't leave.
Oh, thanks, Mister. Gee, thanks, Mister.
Oh wait, is that? But when Rory, what's his name?
Scoble? Rory Scoble.
Scoble.
That's part of the joke of the show, is no one can fucking say his name. Oh, that fucking dog is barking again.
But when he was like doing the OJ friend of OJ thing.
Oh yeah, that was incredible.
OJ man.
I can't even do the fucking accent.
No, it was like
not an accent.
The highest.
It was whispery though. It's like OJ.
Yeah, it was like.
Well, I thought OJ was gonna get caught. OJ, he definitely did it.
Just go watch it, folks.
Yeah. Just the whole point of this episode is go watch Rory Scovel stand up.
Guys, talk about blowing minds and hearts. Jeez, yeah, that guy. Oof.
He's like, I know a lot of people have a problem with this jacket.
And then he like tucks it into it.
He rolls it up.
He rolls it all the way up.
He just keeps it like that. Take that motherfucker seriously.
That's actually something I did this morning. I was just talking to Megan and I just rolled my pajama pants all the way up, like past my thighs, and just
your PJs? Stood there
with my hands on my head. Yeah. She's like, what are you doing? I was like,
you're like, somebody's got to clean this house and it's not going to be me. I'm going to dictate. I'm going to be like, yeah, clean the fucking dishes. Oof, tough
crowd. All right. That's good.
I feel like I was going to talk about something else, but mainly, I guess we do want to say that, you know, fucking check out my book.
Check out his book. Check out.
Oh, it's called Millennial Marxist. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Millennial Marxist by Matthew John. It's available on
Lulu.com. It's funny. I didn't really talk about the book at all.
What do you want to say? What do you want your fans at home to know?
That'd be funny if this was like teaser, introducing Millennial Marxist, the new book by Matthew John or something. And then we just never fucking mentioned it.
But it's also, you have a link, you have links in your Instagram, don't you?
I'll just do the plug. Okay. So folks, you know, this is a book I spent a lot of time on. I was writing political commentary for about 4 years, April 2017 to April 2021. And that's what I include in this book. And it's a ton of different topics. A lot of it is a response to current events that were going on during the Trump era, Trump administration. So it's kind of like an alternative perspective on the Trump era, because I'm very critical of the Democratic Party also.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel that this political trajectory or evolution is very common among young people in the US, millennials and Zoomers. So I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this content. Absolutely. Definitely check it out. I feel like a lot of people listening to this already follow me on either Twitter or Instagram or both. But my main Instagram now for my author page is Matthew the Marxist, all one word. And my Twitter is MatthewJohn666, MatthewJohn666, 666. And on both of those pages, I have my link tree, which is in the bio. And that goes to basically all the links for different ways to buy my book. It's on Amazon, if you want to give money to that piece of shit, Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Barnes & Noble, bookshop.org. It's on Lulu. Lulu is my preferred method. Lulu.com, Lulu.com. That's the publisher. I get the most money if you buy from Lulu. And breaking news, I also have the PDF, you know, the digital download.
Breaking news. Pew, pew, pew,
breaking
news.
Pew, 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 pew. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Remember that kid? Zoom, zoom.
No.
Fuck. Okay. I'm cutting that part out. So Etsy. You all know Etsy. It's a famous fucking website. I'm just shaking my head right now. Like, y'all know Etsy, you know, my boy Etsy. Okay.
I'm just whimpering.
It's like an injured dog in the corner. Yeah. Long story short, it was what I was going to say. My fucking PDF file of the book is available on Etsy.com. It is $3.99, folks, which is barely more than $3, because it's three something. You know how the marketing ploy is like $3.99. You're like, that's basically $3, right?
Right.
So yeah, it's basically $3 on Etsy. And yeah,
check it out. Lots of good avenues to buy the book.
Yeah.
Lots of ways
buy
to
buy the fucking book. Please, that's buy the book.
Bottom line.
It's like Jeb Bush where he's like, please clap. I'm just like, please buy the book. Put food on my table.
Yeah, so
I don't even have a table. Okay, anyway, what do you say?
With our usual outro, do some push-ups, remember to drink water, go to therapy, read socialist philosophies.
Marxist theory.
Get
together with your comrades, learn how to shoot guns, get some pepper spray. You got to protect yourself. I got some pepper spray, folks. I got this big old tactical knife.
But don't get brass knuckles, apparently.
Yeah, I think they're illegal. Just check into your local laws. you gotta follow the law, or you know, you can't do much from prison unless you're George Jackson, which, in which case you can do a lot. But
it'd be harder.
Yeah, I went to this rally, Minnesota Nurses Association. It was very inspiring. You got to get involved in the labor movement if you can. Try to unionize your workplace. Yeah, I'm just listing things you can do, fucking whatever.
Right, and I hope you're writing it down.
Yeah, write this down. Please transcribe this entire episode.
Because we're going to need it. To me. Yeah.
I'm gonna farm out free labor for this entire project.
There you go.
Oof, tough crowd.
All right, well, until next time. Also, if you live in the Midwest, make sure you have a warm winter coat.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I love you folks. I'm sorry it's been so long.
And we're sorry. And good night.
You're all beautiful to me, and I want to get to know you better. Okay.
Nope.
I'm taking that out. It's been real, folks.
We love you from a distance. All right, bye.